This is Already Taken with Kevin.
Why did you have a picture of a chicken with a dick on your phone?
Corey.
He reaches down and finds a mud flap.
And Josh.
Flaccid one. It's not hard. It's just a big floppy egg.
And of course, our friend Sean behind the board.
The guy never sucks her dick.
This is Already Taken. We've got everybody here except for Duck. Corey's back. How you doing, Corey?
Getting over a nasty stomach flu.
All right.
But I'm good.
So we're not touching Corey or making direct eye contact. Nope. Kevin's here.
I'm here.
Sean's here.
Hola.
And we have a special temporary, just the first part of the show guest, Kevin's wife, Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
Good.
All right.
You smell funny.
Coming from, she can't hear you.
Sean just realized that you can't hear him.
He's making snide comments. No, that's all right.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
now
Sean.
How are you? Now I can't hear him.
How are you?
I wanted to read about sodomy.
Yes, that's Lisa right there.
Yes, it is.
when she's talking against her own.
I got my headphones back.
So all right. She's talking to herself.
So
it is like she's talking to herself.
So there is a reason that Lisa is here, and I don't really know why. I don't think Corey really knows why either.
I can't remember what he said.
But we're going to be finding that out shortly. We're just going to kind of go through a little recap here and see what's happened since the last time we were sitting here in these chairs with Mitch.
Well,
and like I said, Corey wasn't here last time. You were up north, weren't you?
No, I was actually home with a kid who had an ear infection and the flu.
Oh.
And you wonder how you got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife got it about a week ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. My wife got it about a week ago, and then I'm like, yes, I got through it.
Right.
And then Thursday at work, I'm like, man, I'm just a little tired. Maybe I'll go home and take a little nap because the girls had their second grade play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting at the play thing, and I'm going, man, I'm really not feeling good. And I'm starting to sweat a little bit. I'm like, man, this really isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car to go home. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling really bad.
Ugh.
Got home about 8:30, went to bed, mm-hmm. and I didn't sleep all night long. It was tossing and turning, hitting the bathroom a couple times. That was mm-hmm. not fun.
Should have plowed the old lady. That would have made you sleep.
It always helps me. Right, Lise?
What? I didn't hear what he said.
Lisa doesn't have headphones, by the way, so she can't tell anything that we're saying.
Correct.
I gave her my headphones, but now she gave them back, and...
Yes.
Is that
I don't feel sorry for
her. She just gives it back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
What's
going
on? Right back on me.
Sean, what's going on with you?
Not much, just normal stuff. Okay. Producing and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Taking care of you guys like a dad.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
You know what?
What's up with you, Kevin?
Well, last night I'm laying in bed, not getting any sex, and
that was a great roll of the ice.
It's just disgusting.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's what she says when she sees it, too.
It's virtual, Lisa.
That is just disgusting.
And we,
there's just a dead silence.
We're talking, but there's just this dead silence, and Lisa turns to me and goes, you want to hear something really disgusting? And tells me the story that she's here to tell everybody.
All right, well, let's not wait on this. Lisa's got stuff to do, so.
She's got more important things to do.
Let's get to this story.
Here with us.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this disgusting story.
Okay, so I have a coworker at work who has a friend who is a naturalist.
Name names.
I'm not gonna name names. So
Ryan,
she's
single.
Family.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I honestly don't know the friend's name.
So by naturalist, you mean hippie?
That's not really a friend.
Sort of. You know, like all natural foods, make their own soap, do their
armpit
own
hair.
Smells
don't
like
know
a locker
that part.
Room.
Makes
don't
their
know
own
that
soap,
part.
Like in Fight Club.
Like
hairy from navel to knee.
That part I don't know, but she's going to have a baby in 2 weeks, and my friend is
no
going to
No doubt in a bathtub,
be,
right? She's going to have the baby in a bathtub or a
swimming
pool.
Probably, or a pool,
yep.
You know?
Kiddie pool in the backyard.
Anyway, it is going to be at their house, and she asked my friend and my coworker if she would be there.
This isn't a story about Duck's mom just not told the right
I don't know Duck's mom, so...
I don't
That's
think any of us really know
apparently,
Duck's
apparently everybody
mom.
Else does.
I was asked about the Duck's mom's joke, and from John at work, who was on another podcast.
I had to also
you don't need to explain
this.
Anything.
And I go, it's just an outlet so we don't call each other's wives
okay.
bad names.
Yes. So anyway, all right, we're getting sidetracked. We're losing track here.
The story.
All right, so
naturalist having a kid, and she asked my coworker and my friend if she would join them during the birth. And this girl already has two kids and was like, I can do that, no big deal, I'll be there for you. So she gets a call on Friday morning at like 2 a.m. and says, I'm in labor, I'm going to have this baby.
Oh, no.
Okay? it's 2 weeks out. My friend wasn't prepared. She's like, okay, I got to get some stuff together, but it's her first child. It's not going to come right away.
Mm-hmm.
So doing a few things at home, gets in her car, gets a friend from the call from somebody there at the birth and says, don't worry, I'm already pushing. You're not going to make it here. So she goes back in the house, doesn't think about it. Her friend lives very close to our work, and on lunch, she decided she would go over there and visit them. And while she was there, her friend was served a blueberry and placenta smoothie.
Oh!
It was easy. It was
and was drinking it. Her own placenta.
Oh, but it's so rich in nutrients.
Flavor of blueberry placenta smoothie. So, I thought you guys could all try it.
Did you bring some for us to try?
No!
No, I don't have a placenta going down in the vagina. I'm sorry.
So gross.
Did they put the blender underneath the
they, just, they caught it with the, they caught it with the blender.
They hit the blueberries and vanilla in there. It's just...
I'm well, wait, don't push yet. We don't have anything to catch it. Refrigerator, though. So, you know,
yummy.
Whatever, don't use it for stem cells.
So that was, well, that's the wrong part. But sandwich. That was a disgusting story that Kevin wanted me to share with you.
It's like
that's
when
gross.
A deer
so think about that next
felt.
Time you get that, you know, you're in the mall and you walk past the smoothie shop or the Surf City or whatever.
Surf City Squeeze? Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like when Sean eats his own jizz.
I just like protein,
do you
man.
Think that'll be a new flavor?
Oh, placenta.
God.
Placenta and orange.
Oh, yeah.
Orange placenta instead of orange
next
Julius.
Next time I go to Orange Julius, I'm going to order
so,
one.
That was that's a right. disgusting story.
All right.
Oh,
yes,
man.
It was quite disgusting.
Well, you got to go home and take Kylie home. Luke's yes. already at Grandpa's house, so.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that story
yeah,
with
thanks,
us.
Kiss me on air. Kiss me on air.
Oh, I haven't seen those two kiss since their wedding day like 8 years ago.
Oh. It's probably been that long.
It's a first.
And how'd you end up with your two kids, Kevin?
No eye contact.
Seen,
no eye contact.
You've seen
no
twins,
contact.
Right?
There might be a reason why he doesn't get kissed.
Oh. I smell like Josh.
And she's out.
Funny. Ashley used to tell me the same thing. There's a reason he's not getting any.
Well, it's usually because my breath smells like Josh's cock.
What, cinnamon? Smells like cinnamon? Your breath smells like cinnamon. Okay, smells like
cinnamon or semen?
Both.
I have a good disgusting story.
Oh, good. All right, let's do this. Let's start the show with a bang. Some
yes,
disgusting
here we
stories.
Go. Okay. Last weekend, last week my brother-in-law calls me up. He's like, "Hey man, we're supposed to get 18 to 24 inches of snow up here. You gotta bring your snowmobile up and go snowmobile."
Where's up here?
Sheboygan. Which is way up by Mackinac City by the bridge.
Right. Okay.
So I'm like, sweet. Load up. It takes me 5.5 hours of driving through the worst road conditions I have ever been on the road in. And needless to say, it took forever. I got up to Cadillac, you know, normal time. Sweet socks.
Oh, my God. Sorry. All right, we have to take a time out. Sean just put his feet up.
Has his feet up by the window.
Sean just put his feet up next to the window.
A pile of dog shit.
No, it looks like he's got mummy feet, doesn't it?
Like sick dog shit, not like a lump, but like a pile.
Not like greenish-brown dog shit. Stuck to the bottom of his feet.
I'm a single man who doesn't have a bitch to do his laundry.
And a screen door. Look, it's got a screen door window on his
shirt. Evidently, you don't have anybody to buy you new socks either.
I work at Weller. You think I get paid that much for socks?
Yeah.
I got paid for socks once, but anyways, okay, go ahead, yeah. Bart.
Can I pay you in gum?
don't think me a bad person, but I got paid for socks.
This is Amish girls. I thought it was a condom.
That's right.
So anyways, we wake up the next morning. My brother-in-law is like, "Hey, I got this old lady. I got to do the driveway for her. So I got to go plow out this lady's driveway. Then we'll load up." We ended up getting almost 3 feet of snow overnight.
You said crap. Plow.
Yeah. We got to plow this old lady's driveway.
Clip one.
So we'll anyways, that later. 3 feet of snow. 3 feet of snow.
Kind of like you saying, never mind.
Go ahead.
I'm not, nope, not going that way. You almost.
Do it. Do it.
Nope,
all right, 3 feet of snow. 3 feet of snow.
3 feet of snow, okay? We end up getting stuck. Long story short. He calls his dad up, brings his tow strap out. We end up getting the Suburban stuck. We got 2 vehicles stuck. His dad, I'm talking over to my brother-in-law about 15 feet away from the Suburban. His dad gets out of the truck and says, "I gotta pee." Mind you, the guy's 72 years old, okay? He fell last year, broke a bunch of ribs.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, guy's gotta pee. I'm not gonna pay attention. Give him a little privacy.
For a change.
You know, yeah. It's almost kind of scary that you have to voluntarily be like, all right, I got to make sure I don't look at this guy.
Nah,
dick.
It wasn't like you that. Know, it was just,
it's not like naturally, I'm just going to look away.
Do you have a hard time with
really
that, Sean?
I have to try to not
Sean,
look at
Sean
penis.
Has a real hard
naturally
time.
Naturally, just want to see someone.
All right. Let's just hear Corey tell a story. Come on, yeah. We got a lot to get to. Let's go.
This is what we do, Josh.
Let it breathe, man. Let it breathe.
I want to get home before 11:30 tomorrow morning.
Let the cock breathe. Push us through the last show.
So,
calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
So, anyways, he gets out, and when the truck was sliding, it created a rut, but it froze over instantly because it was, like, soft or wet snow underneath, but as soon as it hit the cold air, it froze.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow he gets his right foot into this rut, and it buckles up underneath him, and he falls over onto his leg, okay?
Ugh.
So I watched a 72-year-old guy fall, right?
Well,
and I knew he had broken ribs. And he had a hip replacement a couple years ago. Same side. I'm like, oh,
who needs
shit.
A hip?
Mm-hmm.
So I go over there. I'm like, what do you need me to do?
Grandma doesn't.
He's like, well, roll me over onto my back and move my leg. I rolled him over, and his right ankle was behind his left ear.
Oh!
I've seen a video like that.
I've done that to a chick before.
He snapped his femur.
Oh, my gosh.
The largest bone in your body, he snapped it.
That's
like
the second largest bone in my body.
So I rolled him onto his back, and I grabbed his limp noodle leg, and I set it down by the other one.
Oh, man.
That was the most disgusting.
Was he wearing pants?
Of course.
Yeah.
I've dealt with
cuts. Was the cock still hanging out from peeing?
No, he didn't get to that point.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so now he's busted
so
now he's leg.
Busted leg, and he has to pee.
I just peed myself at that time.
I got one question. So, was he as calm as you're describing it?
Very.
Was he like, okay, I broke my leg. Will you move it, please?
Yeah.
I think he instantly went into shock, to tell you the truth.
Jeez. He probably
laid there.
Or maybe he's just that tough of a guy. Maybe you should take some notes.
I'm pretty sure it was
shock. This is what's going to happen in a tragedy. That you need to act like a badass.
He acted like a badass then.
I got my leg cut off. Will you please grab that for me?
Yeah, hey, go ahead and pick my leg that's behind my ear here and go ahead and put it down there. So, yeah, that's my disgusting story.
Wow.
I had a guy when I was doing construction fall off the roof, break his right femur in five spots. Compound fracture of his left shin bone,
mm-hmm.
and had to have reconstruction surgery on his left ankle.
I once broke a finger. No, I do swear I went three quarters of the way through a basketball season in high school with a busted small toe.
I played football with a broken arm.
Yeah. I broke my kid's arm.
I got six
stitches.
That's because you're a bastard father.
Father of the year.
The kid's got to learn to take a bump.
Ooh, I
almost cut my finger off with the slice-o-matic thing. That's what that scar's from.
Ooh, awesome.
I almost choked out Josh with my dick.
That's another Josh he's talking about.
That's
me.
That's a good...
There's more than one Josh.
Josh means duck.
That's right.
Duck's mom.
Sean, right,
well...
His bill would chop that thing off.
Are you done?
I'm done with my nasty story, but I do have something to change the tide.
Okay, do it. Change it.
My plan? Come on,
hurry up.
I was shopping with my wife. I had to get some new pants for work. And as I'm walking through the aisles, I seen something.
Okay.
I had to get it.
My plan.
Oh, okay, okay.
Kind of? So, I do have something here.
Uh-oh.
Who's it for?
Oh, no,
who's
it for?
It's for Kevin.
He's looking
it's
at me.
Okay, this is for Kevin.
I got
it's a nation chick with a dick,
second.
Right?
Okay, I'm excited to see this. When he said he had to get it.
I had to buy this.
It's a blow-up doll.
Okay.
You can't hear what we're saying right now.
It's a blow-up doll.
You can't hear what I'm saying
right now.
I know
he bought a shirt.
I know, Kevin, I know you're a huge fan of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
If that's a Star Trek,
and
you
know,
get the hell out of here.
I know you're a giant fan of Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah. Their second channel was
conceived out of
Roy.
I don't know if I could put one over the other.
Can you put the two together?
What?
Cedar Point.
Because I can.
Star Wars.
Are you ready? And we're going to have to take a picture and put this on the podcast.
Kevin's all
ready.
Kevin's
ready
jumping
now.
In his
Hold
seat.
Hold on. Ready?
He's more excited than he's...
It's Bespin. It's Cloud City. That's awesome.
Who likes that shirt?
I do.
Where did you get that? Heaven?
Yes. Yeah. I went to Heaven. On this shirt for you.
Okay.
So God, can I please have this shirt?
It looks like the Maverick.
Hold on, go ahead and put that on.
Let me describe
on.
This.
Put it on?
All
right.
Put it on.
It's a picture of a roller coaster. It's got
it's
Darth Vader.
And I had to make
okay,
sure
hold on,
enough.
Hold on. It's a picture of a roller coaster. It's a pink roller coaster, and it says Star Wars, and sitting in the front seat is a stormtrooper.
With
his arms up and a gun in his hand, sitting next
blaster.
To Darth Vader.
It's a blaster,
whatever. Blaster gun, who gives a shit? But it's just hilarious.
I'd give a shit.
That's going on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm the one that would care
about
the
glasses.
You, Kevin,
shut up.
Put it on. Put your headphones down. I seen it and I had to get it. I was like, podcast material.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I didn't mean take it.
Look at the patch. Look at the patch.
Did Kevin ever tell you guys what mom and dad said when he admitted to being gay?
What?
But you
implied. They were very disappointed.
Right.
That they were very not surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I realize I don't have my phone.
What else should I say about him when he has his headphones off? Because he can't defend himself. He loves chicks with penises, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, not shrink
by a couple of podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Done. Tags are off.
That's a pretty sweet shirt.
Thank you,
Corey. Oh, I can't take it back now.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I owe you one hug. And when I say hug, I mean Josh will give you a hug.
See, told you he's gay.
Yeah.
By hug, he means blowjobs. You can eat
some of Sean's
snuggie.
All right. Very cool. We'll put the picture of that.
You like it?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, coming up in a little bit, we do have the...
It looks like the Maverick, but it's not.
We do have the Josh's Breakfast Combo coming up a little bit later, so...
That story will
I'm actually them. Really hungry right now.
Sean, so. I have...
No, you better be.
I have something that it might be a surprise to you. Can you quickly get the audio of us singing? We had talked about that, but I didn't...
No.
I didn't...
All right, we're going to be skipping that.
Well, we were going to talk about the audio of... mainly Corey singing, so he just dodged a bullet.
Perfect, thank
there
you.
There you go. Alright, so we're moving along from there. Now,
sorry.
Kevin?
That's okay. I mean, I didn't send you the show plan for a very specific reason.
Alright.
And that was part of the show plan, so I forgot that you were the one that would do that, so. Yeah. No problem.
What's Where'd It Happen News?
Where'd It Happen News? This is another half ripoff of... Computer just died in there?
Yeah, my computer froze up.
Okay.
This is another half ripoff of something that either Adam Carolla's podcast does or Freeburn Hot Wings does.
Oh,
they have a segment called Germany or Florida where they read a news story that and it's something crazy that either happened in Germany or Florida.
Okay.
And they have to guess and the winner, you know, gets nothing.
Okay.
You leave out the specifics.
Yeah. Okay. I came up with Where'd It Happen News. Okay. I'm going to read you a news story and it's going to have happened in one of these three cities or towns or countries or whatever.
Okay.
All right, so let me try to modify. I'll read the... Do we have a paper? Piece? I got a pen back here.
I have a pen.
We're going to play a game.
I have a penis. It's not really good for writing, though.
Josh, there's not really good for breaking out horrors.
It's not really good for anything, but...
Here.
So am I keeping score?
Yes, you're keeping score, because...
All right.
I can barely read
anyway.
All right, so me... Corey and Sean.
Does this sound better when I'm up on the mic? I mean,
yeah,
that's a retarded
that's what we've
question.
Been telling you for nine podcasts
I'm
now.
I'm trying to do that.
All right. Where'd It Happen News?
The problem is I come up with these ideas for games to rip off, and I never get to play them. We want to play. I try to get Duck.
Now you're eating up time to play it, so shut up and
I try
let's
to get
do it.
Duck. Duck's, next time he comes, he's supposed
shut
to
up,
have
stop
audio.
Stop explaining. Shut up.
We get it. Okay. Let's play.
Here's the headline. Topless dancer in mayoral candidate. Hello?
Please slap him in the face.
Technology's kicking my butt today.
I'm going to draw the word penis on his forehead with this chair.
You're going to get a mushroom stamp later, baby.
All right. So
scandals and dirty politics have long defined the dusty border of town. So when a woman started dancing topless in a mayoral candidate office, Geraldo Hernandez's office, he says it crossed his mind to stop. So I suck at reading, but this guy...
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
This guy had a...
Today, Junior!
This is a mayoral candidate who has an office, had a topless dancer come in and dance at his office.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I've had that before.
Why didn't I think of that?
Office
was my room, and
that's kind of like
employees was myself.
That's kind of like when Mary McCheese had Grimace come in and dance topless for him.
Okay,
he lost the next election.
Where did the topless dancer come in and dance for the mayoral candidate? Was it Sun Park, New Mexico, Lincoln, Ontario, Canada, or Lakeland, Florida?
I'm guessing Florida. Sean, Florida.
Corey,
one for Florida.
New Mexico?
Corey's got New Mexico.
I'm going to say New Mexico, too, because the guy's name that you said sounded very
Hispanic.
There's a lot of Cubans in Florida.
That's true.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but they're not Hispanic, though. They're Cuban.
Canada,
dusty border town.
Canada?
Dusty.
Canada, it's the south part of Canada. It's the closest part of Canada to Mexico.
Life raft border town.
to Mexico? What are you talking about? You know how far away Mexico is from Canada?
It's the closest part of Canada.
There's a whole country between Canada and Mexico.
We live in Michigan. We're north than the south, most southern part of Michigan.
We're more Canadian.
How many deserts do you
know? We live in Michigan. We're north of the most southern part of Michigan. Stupid.
Alright. You ass.
I'm clipping that. I'm pulling that so out of context for next week.
But the closest point,
I think it's all out of context.
All right, closest point of Mexico to Canada.
Yeah,
is like
Mexico,
a thousand miles.
Yeah, Florida.
Okay, it's New Mexico. It's New Mexico.
All right, so Corey and I get a point.
I should have gone with my instincts.
Yay! God. I want to look it up right now. The furthest point from Canada to Mexico.
It's gotta be Windsor, right? When we were down at Dave Ramsey,
probably, yeah.
When we were down at Dave Ramsey.
I think it's Alaska.
Dave at Van Andel in Grand Rapids.
Yeah,
he goes, everybody close your eyes and point north. And of course, my mom's pointing south. But every point north, he goes, no matter what you do, that's the closest way to Canada. And Aaron turns to me and goes, isn't it west or east to Windsor?
East, yeah.
It's, we're on one spot of the country where it's closer to go west.
Well, even so, okay, say Windsor is the, I'm really off topic, but still, say Windsor is the closest to Mexico. Think of how many deserts there are in, like, Ohio or Indiana, which is further south than Windsor. Anyways, let's keep going. All right. I could talk about this for an hour.
Women dressed in swimsuits and lingerie are serving coffee at a coffee shop in this town. It's been grabbing the attention of locals since November, said the newspaper for this town.
No shit.
Scantily clad baristas who work in the small drive-through window service shop... Small window service shops say they're used to getting attention from men and women alike. Lesbians.
Huh.
All right, come on, computer. Did this story happen in Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California?
It's San Diego.
San Diego. German for a whale.
German for whales for China.
Or New Orleans, Louisiana.
Can you please repeat the question?
This coffee house has bitches serving in lingerie and bikinis. Did it happen in Orlando, San Diego, or New Orleans?
I'm saying NOLA.
This business, you said?
Yes.
What type of business?
It's a coffee shop.
Holy
okay,
God.
Drive through window. Okay, lingerie. Baristas. Right.
It's very difficult.
I'd say San Diego.
Okay.
Sean's that one for San Diego. You're saying Orlando, Josh?
No, I said NOLA. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
What was the other one?
Orlando,
I've been there.
San Diego, New Orleans.
I'll go Orlando.
Since November.
Different.
All right. So we all have a different guess.
Corey is right.
Yeah!
It's in Florida.
You fag.
I agree.
I apologize for homosexual listeners
if Mexican.
There are any.
Okay. He's from that area.
Man
apologizes to you, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin.
I forgot about this one. Man arrested for trying to make his own cheeseburger and fries at a Denny's. 52-year-old James Summers waltzed into a Denny's on Tuesday wearing a coat and a tie, claimed to be a 30-year-old corporate veteran of the restaurant chain and tried to make his own damn burger and fries in the back room.
Definitely not a Jew.
No.
I could see myself doing that.
You get
that
a picture
should be a
of
stunt.
This guy.
That should be
a
stunt.
Definitely not a Jew.
Can I do that as a stunt? Can I try to walk into like a Mr. Burger and be like,
oh, no,
I need to show you guys how to do this?
Did you see it? Yes. They'd be like, wow, he's really smart.
He's in early to mid-40s.
I could do that at McDonald's.
Corey
and I could both do that.
Beard.
We've worked at McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's.
This is, I got a picture. This is a guy who, if he had money, he'd buy a Corvette.
All right.
Did it happen in Grable, Wyoming, Dakota City, Nebraska, or Elkhart, Indiana?
Geez, all wonderful places to live.
The problem with Elkhart, Indiana is
it's in Indiana.
It's Indiana.
I'm going to say it's Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to say Indiana, too.
I was thinking Indiana.
We got three Indianas?
Oh, yeah.
You guys got faked out. It happened in Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Something happens in Nebraska.
Well,
those guys
evidently,
are morons.
People,
He tried to make a burger at Denny's. I guess that does
make
a corn kind of
burger
a moron.
Or something.
I just got an idea for that stunt. I have to go into a place and see if I can talk them into letting me get back there and make my own burger. Or at least watch them do it.
Hey, maybe they let you back if a fat bitch was behind the counter. Sure, you can come back.
The Wendy's right next to where I work has one.
Then you can flip my flapjacks.
You call those flapjacks? I call those tits.
I need 1 liter of cola.
Do we have a liter cola?
Do we carry a liter of cola? Does that look like spit to you? Fuck it.
Don't spit in the cop's burger.
Hold the spit.
All right. Do you have another story?
Yeah. I got confused here. So hang on.
Go Fight Club.
Very difficult.
I'd like to claim chowder.
You guys might have seen this. I'm caught in a conundrum. Okay. I really am.
A what?
A conundrum? A conundrum. Is that what it said? In a snafu.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I just gave you guys the three cities for the other story.
So what was wrong then?
So there's a chance it's not going to be the same city?
Have you seen the news story about the George Washington chicken nugget?
No.
There was a some guy.
Was that like there's a Jesus
Nebraska.
Club? It happened in Nebraska. Yeah. Some guy thought he found a chicken nugget that looked like George Washington. It doesn't.
Not quite.
But he stole it he stole it for $8,000.
Yeah, sold it for $8,000.
Was it that stupid casino?
That happened in Dakota City, Nebraska.
That stupid casino buy it.
And no. You know who bought it? Rosie O'Donnell, and she just ate it.
I'm going to buy so many Chicken McNuggets and just
she
be like...
She thought it looked like a
The Three Stooges. I got all three.
Can you pronounce that name? That's a grand either the seller or the buyer.
The Spate?
Definitely not a Jew. That happened in Dakota. Wow. So okay. I'm going to back up.
You guys got me for the chinky episode.
All right, I'm going to back up. The dude who walked into Denny's.
Yeah.
Was that Madison, Wisconsin, Montgomery, Alabama, or Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Alabama. I got to say Alabama. Ooh. Montgomery.
Montgomery. Just like,
Josh is with me on it. I can tell by looking at his face, but
he doesn't
want
to
do the same one.
Dude, I'm going here. Why not?
Grand Rapids, because we're based in Grand Rapids.
And there's so many crappy Denny's around here. I can see that happening.
Josh is thinking way too hard.
All the towns that I put together.
We've had a lot of Denny's in Grand Rapids, Josh.
No, I'm trying to think of which ones he said. Wisconsin?
Madison, Wisconsin. Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, okay.
And Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I'm going to Grand Rapids.
Now, all of these cities I've ever mentioned have something in common with the other two.
They all have Denny's.
You know what? There's something that binds all three of these cities together.
Morons.
Penis.
Well, I'm sure there's penis.
Or is penis with you.
Okay, we got one for Grand Rapids. Sean, where are you?
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
The southern
Josh
queers.
It looks like he's got a penis in his dick.
What's
a penis in his dick?
Hi, I'm Kevin.
How's your brain feel?
I'm Kevin. I have a penis in my dick.
Since your computer's not working,
I don't know. He said Alabama. He said here. I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's the winner!
Yes! Damn it.
Give me some, Josh.
High five.
We're tied up, Josh.
High five. Sean hasn't got one right.
Good job, Sean. Five.
Makes me think of Corey going, ooh. Mm-mm. I got an idea.
I don't do that anymore.
I love it when you get big
chocolatey-looking
balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. This one happens in an Asian country.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to try to pronounce the words.
Phuket Machonghaing.
The shortest person...
A Godzilla movie.
The shortest person who has ever lived is now...
Me.
Just broke the record.
Wait. Shortest person who's ever lived, height-wise?
Adult.
Or, length of life?
Height-wise, from ground to head... Is it just that record was just broken?
Okay.
In an Asian city.
Bilbo Baggins.
In that city, Asian.
Frodo.
John from work.
You just saying that because he's about half an inch shorter than you.
Tom Bussman.
Samwise Gamgee. Okay.
He's 21.5 inches tall.
What?
21 and a half inches tall.
He just turned 18. Okay. He's 21 inches tall, which is just a couple inches longer than my
21 inches tall?
Right.
Okay. That's smaller than my 21
and a
half. Together.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like
he just turned 18, which makes him an adult in the eyes of Guinness, and that makes
Guinness
him
the beer?
Guinness World Records. That makes him the short. I confused on the story's having trouble coming up. It either makes him the shortest person currently alive or the shortest person ever.
Okay.
Yes, and
maybe the shortest person
that's
become to an adult.
It's not Guinness Book of World Records. It's Guinness the beer because he's as tall as a pint.
You'd drown in my pint.
Did it happen in India, China, or Nepal? Wow,
Nepal.
Beer joke, Sean.
Nepal.
Nepal.
I gotta go with Nepal. Wait. What was the option? Nepal?
China, India, or Nepal?
India.
Oh my God. Ooh. He just says the last thing he hears. Nepal. What? Beer. Wait.
RuPaul?
Like Venus. What?
Huh? Cock?
Oh. Drag Race?
I'm gonna say...
Budfire.
I'm gonna say China.
Nepal.
Oh!
Yeah!
Good job.
Corey wins. Sean loses everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't get one.
Corey wins 3-2
You shouldn't have changed your mind, dumbass.
I'll just have to drink along.
Let me see if I can find you a picture while we move on here, Corey. What's the next thing? You got the video, so I got time.
I do have the video here. It's Kevin's famous video of the week or video of the podcast, which we haven't had in probably...
Video of the week we haven't had in fucking three episodes.
We're watching a video of the guy, Sean. He's as tall as the plaque that they gave
him.
Oh,
man, that's wild.
Did he lift it?
No,
okay.
I'll show you a picture
real quick. I gotta
walk
in there.
He's got arms like 6 inches long. He's like,
he's smaller than Vern Troyer by a long shot.
That's like Mini-Me's Mini-Me.
I don't know if that is showing another picture. I don't know if that's 23 inches, so that's the shortest.
Female.
Wow. I was watching Ultimate Fighter from last night.
Okay.
And there was a guy, they were fighting at 155 or something like that, and there was a guy that was 2 inches shorter than me. And he's fighting a guy about Corey size. It was weird.
Wow.
That's the tallest guy.
Robert Wadlow.
All right, we're going to have to go back. There he is.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's as tall as the plaque.
Baby.
He should be the new spokesperson
in my belly.
He's smaller than his record.
Wow.
It looks like some little
prehistoric.
Where's his
fucking feet? Looks like somebody cut him off.
His arms, man.
Looks like they cut a baby off at the waist.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you guys see Baby Yoga?
No.
No.
Crazy chicks swinging babies around her head and stuff and flipping them upside down.
Ever see that video of that bear waving at the guys?
Up there with shake your baby syndrome?
Oh, jeez, man.
You would think.
By the way, your kid thinks there's a tornado coming.
My son thinks there's a tornado coming? All right, keep talking. I got to fill some time here.
You got the video.
Well, I'll be right back.
All right, let him get out of the door.
He's fine.
For those that can't hear. Oh, never mind.
So you guys are going to have gay bus sex. And now...
Sean, you're running the speaker.
It doesn't take me long. I'm done.
You're running the speaker, right?
Josh is just that good, huh?
Did you see they had new footage of the Voyager?
He's got a tight asshole.
Challenger
I can get off quick.
I did not see that.
I haven't watched it, but they do have new footage out
in
there.
Your butt.
I'm sure you can find it on AOL or whatnot. You know what, Josh? I'll tell you a little bit later.
That's great for the podcast, Kevin. Good job.
Well, I was going to take care of some technical stuff that I should have told Josh before.
Yeah.
But we don't bring up the website enough.
Yeah.
The alreadytakenshow.com website. We plug Facebook all day long.
Yeah.
But it's hard to actually find the podcast to listen to on Facebook. Go to alreadytakenshow.com.
Or iTunes.
Or iTunes or Podomatic and search Already Tune. What's the name of the show?
Already Taken Show.
Yeah,
show.
You kind of named it.
But it's easier to go to iTunes or to go to the alreadytakenshow.
I don't like that name anymore.
Well, F off.
I don't have any other choice. And I don't have anything other better.
Hey, I have an idea. Shut up. I have an idea. Kevin, why don't you wear a gay Star Wars shirt? Anyways, we have a video. We haven't had a video in probably 5 podcasts. We had them for the first few, and we didn't, and now we do.
I actually have
it pulled up.
Well, yes. Josh had to go console his kid.
Yes. He was concerned. Bitch. He was concerned about the high winds.
He's a bitch?
He's a very... No. Sean's a bitch. But he might have learned it from Sean. So, anywho... We have this video. Do you have it on your screen?
I'm not going to try it.
So I have this video, and the title of the video on break.com is Drunk Guy Throws Himself Down the Stairs.
Is it Sean?
I was going to say, you guys did not get a video of me last week.
All right, so here we go. This will also be on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
if
I'll
we can put it
Facebook
up.
As soon
Search
as
already can. Taken. And here we go.
.com.
Guy sitting at the top of the stairs.
I might have already put it up.
It's from behind the guy.
Yep, you're looking over his shoulder. He's drunk. He's blitzed.
There's a Swiffer sweeper at the bottom of the stairs. This guy's totally...
Listen to what he says. Put it up to the mic.
Oh, Jesus. Get out of the ride!
What's he saying?
Is he in here?
Cool runnings.
Oh. Oh! Wow, that guy just did a flip down the stairs.
He did it.
He tries to go down on his chest to slide down the steps, and his shirt catches... Show it to him.
Yeah, but here, let me
the carpeted stairs, to be clear.
Yes. And he's got a big audience, too. Watch me, Sean. Watch
it's him, called traction.
This is something we do in college.
But he did a full front flip.
He's saying the Cool Runnings motto before he goes down. He does his front flip and bends his neck right over.
And then he's fine at the bottom of the stairs. Like, he doesn't, like, fall. He does a front flip down the stairs and lands on his feet pretty much.
It's a back flip. Technically, his feet come back over his head.
That's ridiculous.
And he lands on his knees and smashes his face
on... That's a front flip, Kevin. That was
a front flip. You're right. It's a front flip.
Yes. So
God, you're gay.
You decide for yourself.
No, I'm wrong. I'm not gay.
That's what makes you wrong. Gay.
Being gay is wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh, you're going to
so anyways, check it out.
You hate me.
Already taken on Facebook. We'll have the video up there. You can decide for yourself if it's a front flip, clearly, or a back flip. Not.
It's, okay. There's no option here. I'm wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no option. You're just fucked.
Now, I've been told we have some sound clips, and I'm not sure what these sound clips involve or if they're even still available, but Kevin's rubbing his hands together feverishly, so I'm guessing that the sound clips are still available.
Is that what I got to hit, Kevin?
That's what's on the show plan.
Hold on. Ready? Last time. Ooh! Mud flap! Mud flap! Mud flap! Oh! Mud flap!
Good job, Frank.
That's the last time for you.
You made Kevin happy.
You know that's going to end up on a whole skit.
That's going to be on the intro. Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, and so, Corey, mud flap, woo-hoo-hoo, mud flap, in my butt.
That's going to be on the podcast.
So anyways, these sound clips, Kevin.
I just got retweeted by a guy called the Jedi Order.
Wow, great story. Anyways,
yeah.
So these sound clips, are they spliced, or are they just sound clips?
The raw sound clips, there's a couple. I always try to do something stupid at the end where it's totally screwed up.
Okay.
Really? It seems like you do it all the way through.
No, I clip and remove and put. The last couple, I always try to reclip and reorder it and make one sound bite sound really bad.
And clip.
You want to talk over me some more, you dick? Whatever you do, ruin the show more.
Like, that's possible. Anyways, so these sound clips, I'm very interested in hearing them.
I got a little creative with them. Okay. Corey's going to recognize the beginning of this. I didn't steal this. I found this. GarageBand. Remember, GarageBand's full of effects and everything already.
Okay.
So, plug. Go ahead, Sean.
Way to be ready, buddy.
Hey, he's got.
I asked him a second ago. I said, "Is this the clip?" And he just kept running his mouth.
He's got to put
about the clip we're gonna play.
He's got to put down his white Zinfandel, okay?
Drinking wine from the bottle.
He's drinking a $5 bottle of wine. Oh, there we go.
Hi, I'm Larry Miller.
And now it's time for Sounds of the Show.
Come on, guys, pull your pants down. Let me see those asses.
You know what? I might even get my mom to do it.
Mud flap again. We're all waiting for it.
All Kevin tranny talk.
You always got to throw the pretty dick on that.
But you had that tranny one.
That was the quickest beat-off session.
Fuck the tall one, though.
Josh is up my ass. That's the sister website to punchthatbitch.com.
That's my favorite website in the world. This is the first time Josh has been up your ass.
The guy with the tits never got anal.
At least when I find myself unjacked off to Josh Asian chicks with dicks. Well, in one of those two ways is asshole.
Want me to spray jerk-off juice on you?
This one's going to be a bit harder.
Guess what, a-holes?
I know. Everybody's cock size.
Yeah, he has a jerk-off can.
I'll just hit the truck stop on the way home.
He catches it in the face all the time, too.
Oh, I do. I mean...
At the still of the night!
It's going to be dark.
Why don't you fluff his nuts a little bit better there? But you know what it tastes like.
If you fluff it, it will come.
Wowee.
I can't see you assholes in there.
Duck's mom is totally here. She's giving everybody hand jobs.
He's got his penis out and he's wiping it in Duck's face.
Ow!
He only sucks your dick, but never does it in the ass. You would give it to him.
Duck, tell your mom she owes me some fucking money. Remember at the beginning of the show where you said you were me?
Way to step all over your cock. You want to know how I know you're gay?
Thank you for a warm heart and soft hands.
Brandon's gay.
Or jerk off.
Fuck Duck's mom.
So Corey did wiggle his way into the podcast. Guess what, a-holes? The guy with the tits never got Corey...
Don't tell your mom she owes me some mud flap.
Wow.
I'm hurting right now.
Tell Buck's mom she owes me some mud flap.
There's one. There's one.
The one where I slapped my dick in Duck's face and, ooh, ow.
This was priceless.
Oh, this my God. One. There are quite a few others. It's like, I don't even remember saying that. Holy crap.
There were a couple in the beginning that I didn't add anything. Like, there's a couple at the end that, like, tell your mom she owes me some mud flap. There's one where I did say, I don't know everybody's cock size on the show, and I had to go back and, against myself, remove the word don't. So it sounds like this.
I know everybody's cock size.
And there was another one like that, too. I don't remember what exactly it said, but it was this one.
That's when I find myself on Josh off to Asian chicks with dicks.
That's, I think you had said that about me. I took something about me out and made it sound like you were jacking off to girls without dicks or something.
I always jack off to girls without dicks.
Yeah, girls without favorite. Dicks are right up my alley.
Man, I love chicks without dicks.
Me too.
And I found the drum. I did this one today. I don't know if you're going to like it as much.
Thank you for a warm heart and soft
What?
What?
Hey, I had a bark noise. I was trying to use it as a beep.
Oh.
It didn't work. It sucked. Yeah,
nobody got that. Nobody
sorry.
Knows.
So sorry. You remember
that
failure.
Do you remember that day last week when Kevin missed work? It was because he was working on that montage.
Did you miss work last week?
No, I did this as soon as I got home from getting the podcast from you. I spent 2.5 hours getting 2 minutes of this.
Oh, my God. You have no life.
That's funny.
Well, he has a life. He just
at
doesn't
least
care
he gets
to
do it at home. I got to do this
shit over here.
Was
this or watch people on TV that are obsessed with Cabbage Patch?
Oh, no. My God, I watched that.
Whatever crazy shit my
wife
watches.
Oh, you want to know how I know you're gay, Corey?
Dude, these people are insane.
What's next on the show plan?
We have the Urban Dick Game.
Oh, that's right.
And I was lucky enough, fortunate enough.
I love the name
My
of
wife
the game.
Doesn't listen to this podcast, but she was very willing. To my surprise.
She's always willing.
First time for that.
Yeah.
With enough money, she's always
ready
to do whatever.
That she wanted, I asked her if she would record some phrases and some definitions for Urban Dictionary words, and she said she would do it. And she actually did an extra one. So we have four.
You got wood on this one. She did it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
He was beat off in every corner.
Oh, my gosh. No, I was doing it while I was hitting the computer. Oh, my gosh.
They're not all poop-related this time, are they?
They are not. Actually, zero of them are poop-related. No fudge. No fudge.
Right. I was giving my guess on all of them.
So I gotta write down. I gotta write down the names here. Let's see. What we got
fluffing.
Corey,
penis.
Kevin,
keep saying
and
weird things. I can put for next week, Sean.
All Josh right. loves anal sex.
Perfect.
That's Muse. Anyways,
I can't tell you how pissed he was when he got it in the eye.
But I wasn't.
He said
pissed.
It was very salty and tasteless.
You know those awesome cuts that you do?
Yeah.
Sean
is
awesome.
Loves.
Mock, yeah, ing,
big, big cock.
That's what it sounded like.
Anal.
You can just say Sean loves anal. You don't have to.
Sean loves anal.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right. You have no concept of the way the radio business works.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
So this is my wife, Tammy, and she's reading. Here's how the game is played. We did this probably 7 podcasts ago. Wife reads the definition.
It was
or
the
no,
first
she
podcast
reads,
we did in the room.
It was the first
room.
One. So like, it was
right
the third. It was the third then. So my wife will read the word, and then you guys have to all think of what it is, and then after you guys all guess, I will play the definition. Whoever's closest gets the points.
Okay.
Okay.
Chicago deep dish.
No, because we already know what that is.
Sean loves that. It's pizza with shit on it. That's all Sean ever talks about.
Kevin Pike loves that.
What's the other one? The Red Sox.
Oh, the Red Sox. Awesome. I love that.
All right.
Just because
none
I like
of those are on
bitches.
This. None of those are on here. But we're going to start.
Have you heard any of them?
No. No, I've heard them all. I'm not playing.
But
I'm.
You've heard all the things, so it's
oh,
just
yeah.
the three of us.
Yes. Okay. So I got right. you guys written down.
Let's
here
go.
We go. You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's get this party started.
That's what your wife said.
Pan fry.
Pan fry? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Pan fry.
Doesn't pan fry.
She does not have as interesting voice as Lisa, I'm sorry to say.
No, she's pretty normal.
Hand
not to say Lisa
fry.
Isn't normal.
Pan, not hand, or it's pan like...
Pan like a frying okay. pan.
Is that
pan
when you fry poo-poo?
Pan. Is that your guess?
Pan that's my fry. Guess. When
okay.
you fry poo-poo.
Pan fry.
Go ahead, Corey. This is when
or
somebody...
Or your dung.
Cooks hard-boiled egg, not hard-boiled, eggs over easy.
Okay.
Sunny side up eggs, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
With jizz on it.
Wow. That's pretty specific.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've done that before, haven't you?
Spike the
Saturday
ball.
Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
Kevin's house.
Spike the ball, touchdown.
It's not called
no,
pan,
Corey.
It's not called pan fry, it's called breakfast. Every
that's
day.
Called, that's called Tuesday for Kevin.
Yeah. All right, Corey, what do you think?
It's double the protein
pan
than he ever gets.
Pan fry.
Mm-hmm.
The day you jacked up into pan fry was the day it changed your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
Okay, pan fry. You spooge on her tits and stir it in with your dick.
Didn't you use that in the last time we did this thing?
That's Wednesday.
Maybe.
Oh.
Okay, so Sean says fried poop. Kevin says breakfast for Tuesday. And then Corey says tits. Okay. Ready?
Tell me.
Here's the definition.
A
commonly used form of foreplay, which consists of the man or woman rapidly rubbing the underside of the man's penis, simulating the motion of frying something in a frying pan.
I'm not really too keen on the man or woman.
Wish you would have said mud flap in that.
That's the last clip. Mud flap. All right. Word number two.
Detroit escalator.
Well, it doesn't work, I'll tell you that much.
All right.
Detroit escalator.
Side note, you know what Detroit diamonds are? When no, somebody breaks into a car and the glass on the sidewalk, that's Detroit diamonds. Anyways, so okay, Detroit escalator.
Detroit escalator.
We'll start with Corey, because he went last this past time.
Oh, God. Let's see. Detroit escalator.
I think I got something.
You got something?
All right, go ahead.
This is going to sound racist.
Go figure.
Since it's from Detroit, it's going to be a black guy.
That's what I was thinking.
Damn spades.
And another black... Well, I guess it could be another black guy, too. It's similar to what Corey thought the last one was. You jizz on the face of your opponent or person or whatever, and you wipe it with your balls from chin to pelvis.
Okay. Detroit escalator. Corey. All right, Corey's
got a case of the giggles. I'm trying not to visualize. It's funny.
All right, Sean.
All I can think of is mud flaps.
Sean, what do you think it is?
The only thing I have in my mind, and I don't think it's right, is... when you blow the load from her vagina to her chin.
Okay.
That's impressive.
That's a good guess.
It's like Peter North.
Okay.
Detroit escalator.
Wait. Okay. It's a Bukkake Fest gangbang, but each guy spooches a little further up as they go.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of dick in your mind, isn't there?
Yeah, tiger stripes.
Tiger stripes. Yeah.
That'd be a frosted flake.
So I don't remember anybody's guesses.
Just play it. We're all wrong.
Okay, balls. Come and come. Okay. Here we go.
The act of, while having sex with a girl at the top of the stairs, simply kicking her down the stairs once you are finished.
By the way, I loved
simply kicking her down the stairs.
Because I looked these up and I wrote them down. And I go, last time, like, all right, wife, we got to do this. You got to read these definitions. So I just looked them up and she's,
please emphasize kicking.
And she goes,
right in the
and I went through it. And I was just giddy when she was reading these things and she laughed at, oh my gosh, I was in pain. I was laughing so hard. But yes, just what definition
the
again?
Act of, while having sex with a girl at the top of the stairs, simply kicking her down the stairs once you are finished.
No, nobody.
She enunciates so perfect.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Like it's a thick.
Nobody even tried to do the stairs. I did the Detroit stairs. Math, right. But I didn't do the stairs math.
Nope.
I would have thought with my sadistic mind, I would have thought I saw something about kicking a chick down the stairs.
All right. So I had kind of a theme going.
Your stairs curve in your house.
Yes. All right. There's a lot of. So nobody has gotten any points yet.
Stair, kick wall, stair.
Nobody's gotten any points yet. All right. So here we go. Third one.
Okay.
Detroit grab bag.
Yes, I know it's another Detroit one, but this one's hilarious too.
If this doesn't have mud flap in it, I'm sorry.
There's no mud flap.
A chick grabs a dude's balls and tries to pull it down like a slinky.
Detroit grab bag.
I remember what a Louisiana handbag is, but a Detroit grab bag.
Detroit grab bag.
I think since all you guys are married, after we're done with this game, one of the three of you should try. One of these.
Not in an escalator.
Oh.
You got to kick your wife down the stairs, Josh.
Again?
Yeah. Okay. That was Tuesday.
You work at a hospital, man. We have health insurance.
We have different Tuesdays, don't we, Josh?
We do. It works better that way. So, all right. So
I got nothing here.
Corey, you got to go now.
Detroit grab bag.
Detroit grab bag.
Sounds like she's writing off a quiz at school.
Detroit grab bag.
Keep saying it.
She is. She's reading off quiz.
It's hilarious.
The act of reaching around from behind and grabbing a guy's balls and
that's a reach around, you tuck.
Yeah, no, well. No. Reach around is what you do at the truck stop.
With Duck's mom.
With Duck's mom.
Why don't you fluff his nuts a little bit better there?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I only set up the deal.
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, Kevin.
I don't know where to go with that one.
I'm going to guess, you know how the Alaskan Firefly is the same thing as an angry dragon?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to try to do the math here and think that what I can remember from Fanboys, Louisiana handbag is where you tuck somebody's balls underneath your armpit and you hold it there until they're worn. I'm going to go somewhere close to that.
Wow.
Okay.
Wife? I could be wrong here.
Wife, what's the definition?
After you have sex with a girl, you knock her out and then steal the rims off her car.
I thought there would be some kind of stealing or something.
Not even close.
I'm liking
you know what it
could have
been? It could have been when two people are having sex in the back of the car, walking up, smashing the window on the front of the car, and stealing whatever you can grab.
The funny part is, I've done that, and I was just trying to figure out a name for it.
Well, there you go. It's a trite grab bag. Or now it's a Grand Rapids
play,
grab bag.
Play it again.
Oops.
I already forgot.
After you have sex with a girl, you knock her out and then steal the rims off her car.
That's so Detroit. Oh, classic Detroit.
Which lesbian did you have sex with to get rims for your Honda CRV? Derail the show, Corey.
I need whims.
Whatever you do, point it at me. Point the gun barrels at me, not Sean.
Whatever you do, point it at me. That's a good one. Okay.
Doc's mom is totally here. She's giving everybody hand jobs.
Oh, that was so great. You missed out, Corey.
Whims.
So did Doc.
All right.
He wasn't in the same room.
It will come.
And by wife's request, she wanted to do a fourth one. All right. I did not say, okay. She wanted to do it.
This is the one she wants to do?
Well, I picked it out, you're gonna but do she this wanted to do another one.
You
she
picked it out?
Your wife wants to do this
we've
one.
We've already done all these at home.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys are
last night, so she's pretty beat up, and she doesn't have any rims on her van. But
black guy falling down the stairs.
Yep. All right, Josh's wife wants to do this one.
That's right.
This is Thursday.
And your wife's want to do this one after you hear it.
Pickle barrel. Pickle barrel.
All right, this is where she's laying on the...
All right, hold on. I need you a clue on this one, okay? Because none of these have...
No,
been...
I don't want a clue. Nope. I already got it. No, 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 okay. I don't need your help.
Okay.
All of them have been pretty mean on the female end, so... I'm now like abusing women in my mind, thinking, okay,
it's
how
gonna come
cruel
in at the end of mine.
This?
Okay, it's kind of intricate, but she's laying. You know how the bed is longer than it is wide if you don't have a king. She's laying widthwise on the bed at the end or at the head, whatever. But her
pickle barrel.
Her vagine is at the edge, and her legs are straight up. And you get in.
Wow.
You know,
awful detail.
Standing at the side of the bed and roll her down to the other end of the bed. Oh. Then when you're done, you punch her in the back of the face.
In the back of the face?
And right in the back of the face.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got hit right in the back of the face. How is that possible?
And then you steal her whims.
I meant head.
Her whims?
Yep.
Her
whims.
According to Kevin.
Pickle barrel.
Not all right, my guess me. Is you're.
This one's going to be a bit harder.
My guess is you're 69ing.
Okay.
And you grab each other's ankles while you're doing it, and you go rolling down the stairs.
Sideways or lengthwise?
And then
the guy in the video?
But the thing is, you have to have the right amount of stairs, so when you land, her head hits the ground first, and you slam your dick into her throat, and you knock her out.
Wow. Okay.
Me salai.
I'm gonna go more literal on this one, where she climbs in a barrel and there's a bunch of holes drilled in it with a bunch of dicks going through it, and she just gets to go crazy on the pickle barrel.
Corey's probably Corey's the closest.
I was gonna say that one actually sounds pretty.
Corey's the closest.
About that.
All right,
Corey's
wife.
The closest?
Wife, what is it?
A slut or hoe who has had many dicks in her.
Hey, wait a minute. Wouldn't slut or hoe make her that? Wouldn't doing that make her a slut or hoe?
And the reason I picked that pickle barrel is because,
that airtight?
No. The reason I picked that is because I got to hear my wife say this.
A slut or hoe who has had many dicks in her.
That's a pickle barrel. And that is...
We have to start referring to Duck's mom as a pickle barrel.
Oh, my God.
He won't
you
know
his,
it because...
You know what? Duck's wife listens to this now.
Oh, no, she does?
You're kidding.
No.
That's awesome.
I was just going to say
we can say this because he's not one of the six people who listen to the show.
Right. I feel slightly bad, but not bad enough to not call her a pickle barrel.
No.
Speaking of which, by the end of the show, we have some giveaways.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
All right. We have local GRD radio station giveaways.
Oh. From years ago. But anyways, we are rapidly approaching an hour, which is great. It seems like we've only been here for half an hour.
Wow, that's crazy.
But... we have reached the pinnacle of the show.
I've only drank half my wine.
We have reached something we've been planning for like months.
A new low.
Been planning.
Kevin and I have been playing. It's called the Josh's Breakfast Combo. Okay, now before we actually get the combo warm, Kevin's going to go get it warmed up.
No. I want Josh to get it warmed up.
But I got to tell the story. All right, Kevin, you tell the story, I'll get it warmed up.
I trust he'll give it to me like scalding.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going
to. Hey, Josh.
You're being summoned.
What's that?
I just drank chocolate. Say that again. Beer.
Say that again, Sean.
This is good podcasting.
Where did he go? He just walked out of the room.
He's out there. Okay. Go ahead.
We'll fill time. Corey, I have a...
Yes.
I went and bought... I'll tell the story later, but I went and bought stuff called white chili pepper.
Oh, good
and
God.
And I put a lot of it in the pancake.
So this reaction should be
really
good.
And I'm going to tell a story. I was concerned with stuff at Meijer's. Wouldn't last. I went to a place called the Spice of India.
Oh no!
And I bought it from a Hindu dude.
Would you like the curry pepper?
It was better than that. But yeah, it was a. Yeah. What's up, Sean? How's it going? How are you feeling about this?
You ready?
I'm actually feeling fine on it.
Can you go get me another beer?
No, you told Josh to.
Yeah, but he's busy.
Fine. Hold on.
Sean's drinking the wine right straight out of the bottle.
I'm halfway through a bottle.
Yeah, I'm almost done with the beer. He spoke better English than like a boo, but I went in and explained everything I needed to, and he was going to try to sell me the hottest shit.
God.
And he's like, you come back tomorrow, I'll have hotter stuff.
Oh my gosh.
He and I tried it in the store.
How bad was it?
It was, I put it on my tongue, I'm like, this is no more. I have it in the car, so after this, we'll all have to try it. I've already tried it, so.
No, you have to try again.
I literally just he had it in his hand, his finger in it, and he put it on there, and he made a face.
And you licked his hand?
The Pakistani guy made a face. Yeah. Then I tried it. Thanks! Oh, I got another beer here. Let me chug. Are you good? You're just going to eat? Oh, you're going to sit here with us?
And fill in?
Are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling fine. It's been a long time since I've never been on this side of the...
This is the first show... We've actually had a stunt.
That's successful.
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah, we attempted the Sean pick up a girl at the bar stunt.
Yeah, but it wasn't a challenge, so.
Well, I think if you and I take some time one Saturday or sometime when I don't have kids nipping at my ankles, if we
you
try
don't
to
have any of your kids
come
here.
In here. Ooh, maybe, yeah. Maybe we can try to get the phones to work a little bit better. We can hold the phone up to it, but the problem is you hearing us talking into the phone. We can hold the phone up here like we do when Corey called last week, but the problem is we need the Bluetooth to actually work right. I got a Bluetooth that works great that... Now I can't see Corey. Wow, Sean's turning lights
on. It really got really dark real quick.
It's like the Batcave.
Well, I was looking in the booth where you guys always go, we can't see shit.
Can you see Dick in there?
And all I see is my bottle of wine.
That's all he can see in there.
Yeah, because
your guys' reflection.
Like, yeah. I'm looking at Corey's reflection to look at you, and I just assume that you're doing the double burr to me the entire time.
Now you can see me do it.
I'm going to do something that's ridiculously stupid. I'm just going to hit
with
a
Josh's
random...
computer since I'm here.
I'm going to hit
I'm going to look up some really, really gay-ass
We're
going to
play a song,
stuff.
Then I'm going to hit random.
Put
Zeppelin, Over the Hill. I love this song.
I'm going to put...
we'll leave this in the background.
Background desktop.
Can you think of any kind of food eating?
I've got stuff on my computer, but since that.
Just think of a song. Let me see if I have it.
Is a PC and it sucks.
Well, no, yep. I tried connecting to your internet thing.
This might be
appropriate. Crashed my computer.
So, did you explain this whole thing that's going down?
No.
Oh, why didn't
comes.
You?
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll move to my side.
Do you have, like, in the heat of the night?
Right, here, I'll go in there. Turn the light on.
Are you going to... Are you guys going to eat it in there?
Yep.
Turn the light on, then.
Awesome.
I already ate it.
He does not know what's coming.
I already ate it. He's eating it.
Yes. Right. Josh, you're going to have to tell a story again.
Okay. So the
that
story
looks
is,
delicious.
Hey, can we turn the Imperial... Okay, thank you. Now, where's the jelly? There's no jelly.
I forgot the jelly. Caillou's supposed to bring it into the thing. And,
next to the board, please.
It didn't work. Did you already put the...
I haven't put the sauce on top yet.
Okay.
Long story
I have
short,
to stand up
you
and
explain
see this.
The story.
Long story short, there used to be a restaurant in Cedar Point called the
Boathouse.
Boathouse, yes.
It's not there
it's
anymore.
Now it's a Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's Barbecue.
So,
Anyways, we went there for breakfast before we went to the park one day, and...
That bear's cold.
Basically, everybody ordered something different, and
keep
some...
Keep in mind, Josh will eat anything, yes. Even dick.
Yeah, I ate a Skittles
An
off
asshole.
The floor of a movie theater once. Anyways, You're so somehow everybody's
so
food ended up on one plate, which was in front of me. And I decided to add a few other things. So I think Lisa had ordered blueberry pancakes. Sean got biscuits and gravy. Kevin had some kind of sausage thing.
I had blueberry pancakes, I thought.
Oh, you had the pancakes. Well, anyways, somebody had pancakes. And there's hash browns. And there's some strawberry jelly and syrup, of course, and ketchup. So I kind of put it all into one plate, the scraps.
This is
cold. And, well, no, I didn't want it to be super duper hot so you could eat it. Do you want to put it back in the microwave?
It's super warm.
Do you want it back in the microwave?
He wants it at the same temperature as normal cock.
Bring me my food.
Oh, God. You're such a baby. It's warm.
Give me it. Shut up.
It's warm. All right. So I put everything on. There's a huge
pancake. Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You're deep throating the mic.
Yeah, you're on it like
you're
an X-radio
little
guy. That,
all right.
That,
all right. So it's got it's a huge pancake. There's blueberries.
The
there's sausage. There's hash brown. He just put the ketchup on it. Now I'm opening up the syrup here for him.
Okay, Sean.
I'm good.
I bought that hash brown this morning at McDonald's. And you'll be happy to know it was hot out of the fryer, so it should be good.
All right, so here's oh man,
far all day too.
This actually
about 2 hours.
This looks really
freezer.
Good. Oh my God, I can smell it.
I put so much pepper in it.
I can smell it.
Hey, I put cinnamon in it too.
Yeah.
Because Lisa swears that we had cinnamon roll in mm-hmm. your breakfast.
Hey,
maybe.
Your best friends, Sam and Ella, are calling.
So here it is.
Do you have a bucket to throw up in there?
He's getting he right. Yeah, he does.
So, Josh, explain what's in there.
It's a very large plate-sized pancake.
The jizz stuff looks like that's what you brought.
There's sausage gravy. There's two pieces
gravy.
Of sausage, cool. About a half a handful of blueberries.
Some chug.
You're going to need that.
A McDonald's, a hash brown,
a
ketchup, and syrup.
I'd save a little bit.
I made pancakes for the kids tonight, and that was the last pancake
right,
I made.
Well, Sean,
I put cinnamon in it, Sean.
Can I at least get a fork? Can I eat this with a fork?
No, I don't see why not.
I don't see
why
not.
Rolling it up like a burrito cigarette?
I had.
You wanted it like a burrito. I didn't even know you had
now
forks.
Now we got a bunch of gooiness in it, and I don't want to make a mess.
That's what she
You're
said.
Used to the gooey stuff.
Yeah.
I put like a tablespoon in there, like a little bit more.
A tablespoon?
Could you smell it?
I did smell it. I didn't smell it at first, but...
It sat in my truck for about 2 hours, and it still smells. I have it in my truck now, so I told Corey we're all...
All right. I didn't even know you had forks and a knife. Go for
I
it.
I got a fork and a knife.
All right, let's do it.
This is going to be baby. The greatest thing ever.
Do it.
Eat. Wait.
Let me see
I need
fork.
My camera.
Let me
no,
see
wait,
the fork.
Wait, camera. You got it?
Hold on, no.
Let me get video.
I got to mix it up.
Here.
I got to mix it up nice.
You got to mix it up for it.
Sean, can you open this window so we can get...
Camera.
Sean, open this window so we can
and
record.
I'm going to do...
So everybody can see this.
Video.
Stand right over there, Corey.
Okay.
All right.
I'm moving here.
Yeah. Oh, man. This smells awesome. It smells so good.
We got a blueberry pancake with sausage.
Let's see it.
Hash browns.
Goodness.
Sausage gravy.
Gonna put some
ketchup,
wine on it?
Yeah. Syrup.
Yep. It's videoed. Right.
It's video. He's not taking
a
picture.
Video?
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take a bite. Let's see. Let's see how this tastes.
There's biscuit gravy or sausage gravy on it.
No, it's just
ketchup,
a lot of goo.
Syrup.
That's gonna be like leaking everywhere, like your wife's vagina.
Oh wow!
When I stop by.
Wow, it turned personal real quick.
That sure did. God, that pancake looks good. I want
Come
a big
on.
Bite
He's
of it.
He's cutting it now. Let's take a big chunk. Make sure you get some sausage in there. It's yep. Bob Evans or Jimmy Dean sausage.
Oh yeah.
It's good.
Good.
I mean, it's
stuff
really good.
Right there.
Take another bite. What? Is it good? What? Is it good? I want to know.
Is it
I
sweet?
Ate this.
What
I
does
ate
it taste like, Sean?
Why is it blueberry?
Because I had blueberry pancakes that morning.
Yeah. Not full blueberries. They're raw.
Well, that's what they put in blueberry pancakes.
How does it taste? Is it good?
He's got a smile. It's so big.
Is it good, Sean? Tell me that.
Hold the camera still.
Oh, God. Fingers in the way.
What?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Raw blueberries are horrible.
It's
raw blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah, it's the blueberries.
The blueberries are great. I eat those every day at lunch. They're for oxidization or whatnot.
As he drools wine on. Is it good?
The sausage? You get a big sausage in there?
I'm trying to get some sausage in my mouth. It's been a long time.
I haven't been in prison
in a
while.
It's been minutes.
Well, let me get some sausage gravy.
Oh, that's so nasty.
How was it, Sean?
That was a good one.
What? Good one, what? What? What?
Hold
good.
On, hold on. Come here. There you go. Okay, wait.
She's going to make Josh eat it.
Josh is a trooper, though.
When's the last time you had a tetanus shot?
The same day we got that shampoo for crabs.
There you go. There you
it was
go.
Free.
Yeah, go Josh. Go Josh.
Mm, it's really good.
That blueberry's fucked up.
Josh, can you taste the white pepper I put in there?
Nope. Yep.
It sneaks up on you. It's a little warmer. It's the ketchup that's really off guard.
I was afraid the ketchup might screw it.
Like kill it?
I stopped at a place, Sean, called the Spice of India and bought some white chili pepper and put it in the pancake.
I like the sausage.
I put a bunch in there, but it didn't seem to...
All right, that's then you know
what? Oh, no, Josh.
Oh,
you went on that like it was a...
Roll it up. I'll get the other end. We'll do it together.
It's Lady and the Tramp.
Can you taste it, or is it not hot at all?
It's not hot, dude.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to go into my truck.
I make hot stuff with habaneros. Crushed pepper ain't going to do shit.
I got... Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you just hang on. I'll be right back.
I just took a giant bite. A pancake and biscuit and whatever else is in there.
What it tastes like to you?
Delicious.
Oh, man, it looks so horrible.
You don't like biscuits and gravy?
After what I went through this week, man, like 2 days ago, that's making me nauseous.
Ooh.
Give him a bite.
No, back. No, I'm out. No way, man.
Corey.
We'll get a good close-up.
Uh-huh.
No.
Give me this.
Oh, God, it looks like garbage.
All right. Alright, come closer. Smell it. Just smell it. down deeper.
I don't want my face
no,
in it.
Too close. Your camera's too, okay.
Oh, you can. Oh, it smells horrendous. Oh.
Taste it.
Blah.
Come here. Come on.
No.
Come
on. No. Come on.
Put some of this on it.
Corey, what is this?
No. Just go ahead and give me that.
White chili powder? No, that's not gonna do it.
It
made the Pakistani guy I bought it from, make a face.
You didn't put enough in it.
All right.
Hold on. I put some in
Wait.
It.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Guys, come on. I'm missing it.
Who told you to turn the fucking off?
I was going to reset it for the second part.
Oh, my God, this is good.
All right, hold on.
Come here. I know it is. Oh, right on my nose.
Put it on the pancake.
Wait, put it right here. Well, I'll do a little hit of it.
I tried some of this shit. So Kevin brings in this bag of the white chili powder.
The recording's still going. I totally forgot.
Yeah, but first Sean and I, like dumbasses, take a sniff of it and go straight up our noses.
I told the story to Corey and the rest of the podcast that I went to Myers and they're blowing their nose.
I think we should make Kevin snort this.
No way.
No way, man.
He took a sniff.
Yeah.
The guy was trying to sell me the hottest stuff he had. And, I mean, it was, he had,
it's so clear.
He wow. tried some, he goes, this stuff will be better than a pancake. And he puts some on his hand and puts his finger in it and licks it and makes his face. And he's like, then extends his hand out towards me and goes, now you try. And I didn't. I was smart. I didn't lick my hand and jam it in. I just put it in there and I put it on my tongue and I'm like, isn't that. Oh my God, it's horrible.
All right, now watch this.
Hold on. Just put some up here. We all got to do it. All
right.
I've already done this.
Are you sniffing?
Yeah. Well, you're doing it again.
Well, you were a bitch. Like, you didn't dip your finger.
All right. Yeah, I did. That's all you need.
Cause you got to keep in mind we're probably all like a mile
away. Josh first.
You see that? That's pretty caked down there.
Ooh.
Oh God! It just tastes like poop. Not that I know what poop tastes like, but oh my God!
Sit down in front of the mic.
All right, Sean, you're next.
Oh, fuck it.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay, here goes Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, it's down there. That's where you took
wait,
it from.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, yuck. No.
Wait for it.
Oh,
all right. Oh, wow.
No, keep it on him. He's trying to play it off. He's not going to have it.
Okay, now it's hot. That's
it burns. It burns.
Hey, Sean.
It's got a nasty Sean, afterburn.
Turn. Beer's not going to help you, Kevin.
Your turn.
It's going to feel good right now.
Your
turn. And then I'll go.
The guy.
No, I'm not gonna barf. It's holy. Oh.
The guy was genuinely concerned that if you ate a ton of this stuff, your poop would burn.
Oh. I believe him.
What are you doing? God, this stuff burns.
Your turn.
Ooh. 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 Sean, you need to take more than either one of us. I mean,
I don't know. Why?
Imagine it's another man and you just put your finger in there big time.
Oh, okay.
You're the stunt producer guy. What are you doing, you pussy? Roll it around in there.
What did you do?
I stuck my finger in there. Oh. I licked it. More than that.
Is that more than what you had?
Yeah. Show the camera. Oh, God.
Do the ketchup now, Josh. Josh, eat ketchup. Do the ketchup. Do the ketchup.
Eat the ketchup.
Oh, God.
Taking all the food away from me.
Above your head.
Go get the gravy now.
Oh.
Go get the gravy.
Gargle the ketchup.
Oh. Now, let me spit this in your mouth, Kevin.
Go, Sean, go.
I haven't heard that gargle since he blew me.
Ooh, that's hot.
Go, Sean, go.
Kevin's unbuckling.
Josh, wait a second. I'm coming in there right now.
Do it, Sean. Holy shit, that's a lot, too.
You need more. You need more.
This is a lot?
I think you
more
should do more.
Did.
More.
More than what he did? Woo, baby.
Oh, you knuckle. Pussy. It's going to get all over the studio if you get it airborne.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, lick it off. It won't stay in there.
Josh, pick it up and slam it in his face.
And?
It's burning my lips.
The tip of my tongue is so hot.
It's coughing the back of my throat away from fighting right now.
Eat more. I can't. You couldn't taste in the pancake at all?
His face is changing.
I tasted crushed black
pepper. Look at him! Look at him!
Turn around.
Oh my God, I just took more than you.
I just really took my tongue.
Do it again. Snort it, Sean.
Do this. I want you to do this.
Do it like the guy did in Hangover and bump it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll turn the camera over to
Sean,
Kevin.
Sean, you want to run it? Because I'm still affected.
Kevin's still in pain.
All right.
Let me see.
Bunch of pussies.
Oh, you.
I got about as much as you did.
That's not that bad.
It's a video, dumbass.
No, lick it all. Get it all off your finger.
Oh!
It's still on your finger!
I can't get it!
Do it!
God!
Do it!
Rub your finger off.
Suck on your finger!
It won't come off!
Suck on it!
No, F you. F.
Oh! Josh, Corey just bailed!
It looks like blood.
Oh!
My tongue is so.
Oh! I'm okay now.
That flavor is horrible.
When I eat it in the store, I breathed it in when I put it when I was putting it in.
He's doing more ketchup.
Dude, man on the stuff. Okay, other room.
All right.
Is this worse than the mace of the face?
Jim in his eyes. Jim in Josh's eyes.
All right.
Josh once got maced finger. Josh once got maced in the face on a radio stunt when he worked for GRD's sister station.
That's garbage.
It's gonna be light.
It's gonna take it down.
Wow.
I will
put these videos on the internet.
What is so wrong with you guys on this?
You have to send it right to my phone.
That's so bad.
I really don't get it.
Josh, when you go out there, can you grab my
flavor.
Phone probably off the table and you're on the radio?
Tastes like ass.
You should. The guy that sold that stuff to me was trying to sell me a bigger bag of the hotter stuff. We went with that stuff. Are
it's
you
not
eating more
hot.
Of that?
Yeah.
It's.
Right, well,
trust me, the pancake's going to be taking a lot more of the flavor away than anything else.
That was not hot. It was disgusting. There's a difference.
Right on the tip of your tongue, it's hot. Whew.
Yeah, it is. Eat that.
Oh.
There,
all right, well.
How's that ketchup slash.
Breathe it in.
Maple syrup.
No.
Yeah, you drink more syrup than I drink beer.
It's delicious.
Corey wouldn't do it. He like licked his finger. And, like,
it wouldn't come
out
of
his finger.
Like stuck to my
finger. Breathe it in.
Josh, let me ask you. When you put it on your finger and put it in, did you go?
I got
it
off. Yeah, well,
I did it twice.
I did it once. There's still stuff either side.
I didn't have a problem.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
I got it. I put.
I still have a little bit off of my finger. It's still there.
It tastes like.
Right,
it tastes like burning.
It smells. It feels like very fine sawdust at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then sawdust doesn't burn.
No.
The burn isn't what's got me. It's the nasty, disgusting flavor. That's got
breathing
me.
It in through my nose is the worst. Josh, will you agree?
Yeah, that was worse than this, but man, I gotta.
Oh, it's making my sinuses.
It makes me think of when I
Is Kevin answering the phone?
Two voicemails from Lisa.
All right, we're a little bit over on time in more ways than one, but we're on fire. We're eating dirty white Indian pepper.
It's good pepper.
It's good, but whoo.
It's chili pepper. It's made for going in chili.
That's true.
Let me explain what happened.
For that.
I went to Meijer, and we were going to buy curry paste.
You're gay?
And put on there. Because some of it all over in
all
here.
All those are empty.
I'll
give you Josh, some of my wine. I got it, Sean.
Josh is suffering, man.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
I'm going to get right in the tip of my tongue.
All right, Josh, that's better, though. If you want, there's a Bloody Mary mix in the fridge.
I'm better after that Miller Lite.
It's not going to last long, though.
We were concerned that the curry paste we were going to pass that off as ketchup, would end up doing what this ended up doing. So we went to a place called the Spice of India in the Pakistani
over on 28th Street. Yeah, I've thought about going there.
Pakistani guy or a Hindu guy.
I was going to say probably Indian.
Mm-hmm. It could have been either or.
Well, Spice of India, you prick.
Yeah, but I don't know. You go to a Chinese store and there's Mexicans working there.
They're cheaper. You okay,
anyway,
Josh?
I'm good.
Josh is...
Dude, it's just right at the tip of my tongue is burning.
Why is it at
the roof of my mouth? Anyway, I explained to the guy what we were doing. He said this would be the best... wasn't the hottest stuff. He wanted me to come back tomorrow to get the hottest stuff he's got. So maybe I go back tomorrow and next time Sean eats the hottest stuff.
What if I just go back with you tomorrow and I try a little dash like he just gave you?
Well, he's going to sell you the stuff.
I'll probably take it.
It's only $3.
I use habaneros.
You can have chili. You can have that white chili pepper.
No, because I'm going to have you hold on to it because I know you're not going to use it for anything.
Well, yeah, you can have it.
Kind of my way of spite.
Well, I'm just going to throw it away. It was $2. It was well worth watching Josh eat ketchup.
I do that anyway. You guys thought this was going to backfire on me.
No, I was just hoping to laugh and...
It worked.
It worked.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Like I said, it's
late. It's probably the most chaotic thing that's probably on this entire episode.
Don't worry, there's more to come. But it's late. We've already gone almost an hour and 10 minutes. Oh, we've gone almost an hour and 20 minutes, but I have to get home with the kids because they're in the other room.
It's only 9:23.
And stick my tongue in some whipped cream or something to get this fire to
Why don't you go home and eat your wife's vagina? Maybe that will cool it down.
Hell yeah. Even though it won't happen, but hell yeah.
Why didn't you take... You know what? Here's what you do. You take that home with you, Josh,
uh-huh.
And before you go down on her, you put some on your tongue.
So, you know what? I actually do want to go down on my wife again sometime. So if I did that, she would never want me to do that again. So...
But maybe that's a way to get out of it from now on.
The thing is, you need to record it so we can play it back.
Oh, yeah, video.
Oh, wait.
There's a battle in that, though. Getting that stuff on my lips is easy. Getting my wife to let me go down on her, that's the challenge.
No, there's no let. You just do it. Tell her.
Right.
Oh, you want some of this, baby? I will get down there and get... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're moaning, baby. Yeah. Yeah, you... God, yeah.
Stop. You're ruining sex for me now by talking like
that. It's like Mr. Obvious. You don't use, stovetop cleaner for lubricant?
Somebody called... Chewbacca Sexy Pants tweeted me.
Chewbacca Sexy Pants.
Oh, you see my face? Does it feel like I care?
And next week we'll have Chewbacca Sexy Pants on the line, on the phone. But go ahead.
That's Duck's mom.
Kevin said we haven't mentioned it enough, along with Duck's mom.
Oh.
Already Taken Show.
Oh.
Podcast.com.
I just wiped my nose and my thumb with some of that salt.
That'll clear the sinus.
One more hidden gem.
Facebook, check out Already Taken Show. Search it. AlreadyTakenShow.com. iTunes, we're on there. All of our episodes. Like us on Facebook. Give us a comment. Let us know you're out there. Even
if you've
been
by and leave us a comment, we will hook you up with a prize.
Yes, even if you've been listening for a while and you haven't commented on our Facebook.
This is no joke. We have prizes set up, but none of you little lazy bitches will come out there and fucking put the goddamn thing on our fucking Facebook.
Even if you're Mitch McRoy.
Done. It's happened. I've actually had two people. Somebody said
Mitch.
Little John and Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brandon doesn't count.
All right. So my
Mitch doesn't count.
I feel good now. Right.
And John doesn't. They work with us.
The spice of my tongue
somebody
has gone away.
Somebody we don't fucking know.
All right. Even if it's somebody we do know, comment.
Come on and say
at least
hi.
Let us know that you're listening, all right? We like to see people comment on the Facebook page. Check out the website. You can see pictures of all of us if you don't remember what we look like.
You can email.
Mom, if you're listening, there's a really good picture of me on the website. I love you.
His dong's hanging out, but it's a good one.
You can email me from the AlreadyTakenShow.com website up in the upper right-hand corner where it says contact us.
Right, but just let us know that you're listening.
He knows me.
Just let us
like
know.
It's like between my gums and my lip.
We're here. We want to know that you're there.
That's right. Thanks for listening. We're happy to be here. Kentwood, Michigan, Upper Room Studio.
One more question for you, this. Josh.
You do.
To put you on the spot, are we doing the WrestleMania party again?
We should. Sweet. I haven't heard anything about it, but we should.
So going to happen.
Okay. I'll have to find a sitter for the
kids,
but we'll go.
We're
going to
be snorting white chili, are we?
No, we're going to be snorting semen.
Whoa, Sean!
Did you put that in your jerky maker?
Can you do everybody
dehydrate the whole thing?
All the loyal. Oh, is this my?
A bunch of little semen
bodies. It's all soft from being next to your computer.
You can start up.
But we'll figure that out.
Sean, do me one favor. Take one more bite of the pancake where I put the rest of that pepper.
No, I'm not gonna do it with a Cadbury egg.
You want it?
No,
want it?
I got one in here.
Okay, then.
No, I'm not going to do it with a Cadbury egg. I'm not going to disgrace a Cadbury egg like that.
No, I want you to eat.
All right, hold on. We have 8 seconds left until it's an hour and 20 minutes. So we're going to end it.
Eat the pancake.
On a positive note.
Eat the pancake.
I ate it already.
No.
Disgrace a Cadbury egg like that.
No, I want you to eat.
All right, hold on. We have 8 seconds left until it's an hour and 20 minutes. So we're going to end it.
Eat the pancake.
On a positive note.
Eat the pancake.
I ate it already.
No, eat the part where I put more pepper.
Oh, we're past. Okay.
Eat more pepper.
All right, Sean's not going to eat more pepper.
When you poured it out,
Kevin wants to eat the pepper.
What you wanted me to do.
Corey is very.
He's going to do it.
Josh is in a hurry.
Do it.
No, Corey is totally indifferent.
Right now. I was prepared to do it then, not now.
Do it now.
I'm watching the train wreck.
We're all watching. Do it.
We'll catch you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Do it now. Do it.
All right, Sean's not eating it. Smell you later. Thank you for listening to the Already Taken Show podcast, live from Upper Room Studios in Kentwood, Michigan. Visit us at alreadytakenshow.com, where you can email the show, or check us out at facebook.com/AlreadyTaken.